Get ready. It's time. Christina, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Hello.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Yes.
Woo! I have been waiting for this
what
one.
Turn it off.
Season six.
Six? No way.
Look, we also have to address we're missing a member.
We are.
Catherine had some babies.
She did.
Two babies.
Multiple.
She will be back, but definitely not right now.
She
guys,
is,
she got her hands very full.
She's on a healing journey.
She
literally
is on
a
healing,
journey.
Yeah.
But Jeez. Guys, welcome back. And can you believe we're finally back after 100 years?
Woo!
We've been wanting to come back, but we had a whole, okay, here was the real situation, I would say. Besides pregnito, babies, blah, 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 all
Don't
that.
Look at us for
we
that one.
Got a new no. whole studio. We got a new studio. And then Tweedledee and Tweedledum, really Tweedledee. Had to
she
set
just
it up.
Called you Tweedledum.
Tweedledum
here.
Not D-U-M-B. Had to literally be the manpower behind this studio.
Exactly. It's Tweedledee, true. Tweedledum, and a third Tweedle dipstick.
Look, I painstakingly hung all of these, and then Tweedle dipstick made them better. But I did it. I put on TV, and I just.
Good for you.
We love to hear it. So anyway, we had a lot of things we were planning. We were like, what on earth should the podcast studio be? What are we going to do? When we're going to do it? Blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. All these blah, blah, blahs, okay? But anyway.
All the blah, blah, blahs.
We came back, guys. We love doing the podcast. And now we actually have a studio that's just, you guys don't know, before our podcast studio was just like random areas.
It was in
this
our-
is its own room. This yeah. is its own podcast studio that stays set up forever.
It would yeah, be like it was area, in my house.
And we would like switch it around and be like, oh, now we
it
have to bring the lights.
Our bonus room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now yeah. we have this like real setup so you guys can feel more
settled.
More securely
so
attached.
Securely attached to this because I don't have to flip my living room around every time.
And you viewers can feel more secure knowing that we have an actual studio now. So.
Yeah. Which makes it so much easier to film.
Congrats to us. So let's jump in. So we're starting this new season
this
with
new
a
chapter.
New thing, which is, what did you eat for breakfast?
Yeehaw, ladies.
And this was Amy's idea.
But I championed
Thank you.
It.
She
and
said
Lisa
it was
forced I championed us. It. Lisa's very forceful, you guys what? Should know.
No, I
yes,
am.
She has a powerful
one time,
force.
You know, one time we were splitting up. Oh, acid rain. We're splitting up acid rain. And she's like, Lauren, please, please. Can I please sing the last chorus? She started crying over it. So.
And guess what?
Not
she
me
got
being
it.
Forceful.
Lisa,
that's her
being
persuasive.
Dramatic.
Lisa, you no, gotta no. own it. It's
Look,
a great call.
I give a good pitch, all right?
She does.
I got, if I, because I don't sell anything I don't believe in.
But more
You're
than that,
so right.
more than her good pitch, she has a forceful energy.
Yeah.
She's because like, I'm selling. All right, anyway.
We
so,
must.
Breakfast. shall
this
I start?
This is why we need forceful people, because when Lisa was gone, I just got to say, she's gone. We were on our last two brain cells.
Oh, my
Because we
God.
Were doing
that. Maybe
we were
one
doing
and a half.
So much stuff, and we're like, we didn't realize until she came back, we need another forceful person. I'm dead serious.
We really needed her,
it
guys.
It helps, because
we needed someone
they
with opinions.
They're like, do this.
Wow.
And we're like,
Strong
okay,
opinion.
Yes.
Who's more opinionated than me? No, I don't want to take on that role. Okay,
you
so.
You are really opinionated. Okay,
Here's
so what'd you eat for breakfast this morning?
Breakfast. My lovely husband cooked me a protein waffle.
Oh,
what does
so
that
nice.
Mean? Because it sounds like oh, it's make, made out of eggs
I
or
make
something.
Those a lot.
Well, we were at Whole Foods. First of all, I was like, I really want waffles. Just like on a whim, I wasn't that serious. And he was like, ping, I ordered you a waffle iron. And I was like, whoa. And then
what
we
a
were
okay, he is literally me because I
the
always stalk
fairy.
Everyone who I care about. I'm like, oh, let me get them this thing.
Yes.
I have a list of Christmas presents like where
oh,
are they?
I have
I'm
one.
Like, oh, they mentioned this
Mine's
one thing.
Ongoing.
I just know. And then with Nick, I'm the same thing. I'm like, oh, Nick mentioned this. Let me do it right now.
Well, there you go. So
anyway.
He ordered me a waffle iron, and then we were at Whole Foods. He's like, we got to get you your waffle mix. And I was like, oh, my Aww. Gosh. Because he also has to eat low sodium for his heart, so we had to find something.
And
that
like
works
Whole
for both
Foods,
of us.
So he's like investing.
Oh, yeah. So we found one, and I was like, ooh, people are always so like cool and healthy when they make like protein pancakes instead of just regular
Whoa.
Old flapjacks.
That's what I do.
So
thanks for calling me cool.
Okay.
It's the first
I wasn't talking about you. No. So basically, he made me one. It was amazing with a little real maple syrup. I also had a Greek yogurt just to fill myself up more.
More protein.
It was delicioso.
That sounds like a really nice meal.
High protein.
It was. Yeah, it was a lot
Some
of protein.
Great carbs, I'm guessing. Whatever.
It okay. was great.
That from the yogurt.
perfect. And the protein waffle.
Wow.
I'll go to mine. So my breakfast today was a classic, which is avocado toast with egg and tahine, which Barrett also loves.
Sounds like a vacation.
Which he also ate.
Which is, what?
I feel like surprising for a one-year-old.
Do you, and you fully cook the egg?
Oh. Obviously.
I know you all hate
Don't
runny eggs.
Even
so do I.
Say that. Oh. What world do you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to say you all as if you weren't
No,
a part
I
of
don't
this.
Know why I didn't just say we all, but... That is the one thing that we all 100%
we all agree on.
I don't, yeah.
Oh.
We all staunchly agree on
it. I've tried it. Like, it was in my ramen, and I was like, ugh.
Not good.
Well, I needed to know, because, like, Chad loves it.
I can't know.
I can't.
No.
I will literally, okay, wait, I got to get out of this, because I will bomb.
Guys, I'm trying to say my
close
thought.
Close your ears.
It was in my ramen. I tasted it. That's it. And then there was another thing where Chad's like, oh, try a bite. I think he had avocado toast with a runny egg on it. Like, try it. And I just didn't like it.
Everyone loves
that. It's a weird taste. I don't get it.
I'm too scared.
It's not good.
I'm too terrified. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so unfortunately, I was in a rush this morning.
Don't
so
say didn't really, you didn't eat breakfast.
No, I kind of did. But I had a half bagel with some blackberry jam and a cup of coffee and two mini powdered donuts.
Oh, that is not breakfast.
I didn't get to make an egg or anything. I was like,
yeah.
Gotcha. Ah.
Wow, did that not give you a stomachache?
What?
That breakfast.
Why?
I don't know, like donuts first thing in the morning.
Sugar. Well, it's just those mini powdered ones.
Yeah, it sounds
good. Not that much. Oh. It's not like a huge one.
No, it was good.
I sounds like it would hurt, but that's good.
Sugar makes me feel like I died. I just realized this. When I eat a certain amount.
Yeah,
I realize this from.
I
realize it from Halloween.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. I ate a bunch of candy and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die.
I didn't even eat that much.
I
had
like
15 pieces, which is not that much.
I went too far.
See, I don't really eat 15 pieces.
To me, I didn't have that much. I had like 15.
I probably did.
Because I had like one tiny bite every like year.
It's like candy corn when you keep eating it and then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm sick.
You crossed the line.
That doesn't happen
to me.
I think maybe I just eat slow enough that
yes.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's horrible.
Okay, what'd you eat?
Okay, so y'all know if you've watched my Why in a Day that I eat the same thing every single day, basically. But most of all, I eat the same exact breakfast every day. And
wow.
Like other meals, I will switch out a little. Like I'll switch them out. But like breakfast, same exact thing every single day. I have two eggs and toast with avocado and goat cheese and arugula. And salt and pepper. And sometimes I steal Tweedle dipsticks tahine.
Nobody knows who that is.
What is tahine?
It's like a seasoning.
It's chili and lime.
Oh, it's like kind of smoky. It's really good.
It's very
know.
Good.
I'm not an adventure
I'm
eater.
I'm obsessed with
Amy,
it.
Yeah, you
a,
wouldn't like it.
No, this is a weird way that I relate to you, though. Eating the same thing all the time. Like, you don't have to think when
it
you go to the grocery store.
It just feels good.
Like, I know what I'm going
to
get.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I would die.
I get a new meal every week.
You are
insane.
I would literally die. Okay, so.
Hey, but you can acknowledge that it's great. You don't have to think about it.
That
it's
is true,
time.
But the same thing happens when you just plan your meals for the week. You don't have to think about
you
it.
You have to think about it when
you're
planning
them.
You
have to think
about
it when
you're planning.
Yeah.
It's
oh, you're
fun.
Saying you never have to plan.
You never have to
You
plan.
Have to go
I
and
like
search
plan.
For a recipe.
I know.
I'd rather not.
I know what my
okay.
snack is.
I like doing that. It's adventurous. Okay, so I realized I didn't even tell you guys, but you can read, so you know. But I didn't tell you the main point of this episode is we're gonna dig deep and get real. Lauren's phrase, get real about what it's really like to be a Cimarelli sister. We're gonna share a lot about our sisterhood.
Oh
the
my
truth
gosh.
About our sister.
That.
So that's what we're gonna be sharing today. So we're gonna jump into our next thing, which we're gonna do every time, which is called Four Perspectives, unless Cass here, Five Perspectives. And we're all going to share our perspective on the same thing. And today's thing we're going to share on, going with our theme, is each of our perspectives on what the question, what is your role in the sisterhood?
Oh, when you explained this earlier, I didn't realize.
I can go first
happening.
If you guys are confused.
Sure.
Yeah
let's
go.
Give us the
mine's
example.
The easiest.
The eldest sister. Oh my gosh, I found a book yesterday. I didn't even look at what it was, but it was pretty obvious. But it was something about like the eldest or oldest, I can't remember the word, sister effect or something. It was something about being the oldest sister. Obviously, I have to buy it now. But, well, I'm going to look and see if it actually looks good. But anyway, thought it was interesting. So, role in the sisterhood. Mine is the easiest because I'm the oldest sister. Duh. The leader, the bossy one, whatever. Bossy's outlawed in 2021 for women, I think. But I agree with that. You know, leader. Let's use that one, whatever. But boss,
you know what? I don't think so, because to me, this is an all like people thing. Some people are bossy. Why can you not say they're bossy? And some people are leaders. Not all leaders are bossy.
It's like a
true.
And then you're almost making leader an insult. She's a leader.
You know what? Okay, that's
really
a good,
bossy sometimes. And
that's
other
a
times,
good distinction.
Other times I lead with dignity, and other times I'm like, do this.
That's a good distinction. I would say I am definitely both.
Yeah.
So my role is
why can't you just be real?
The oldest sister. The leader, the one who had to do everything, not literally everything, but mostly everything first. Sometimes you randomly don't just think first, and that feels even weirder. What? When your sister has to do something before you, you're like, wait, what? Then it's like weird, but
oh,
it's like,
no, something's wrong.
Yeah, it feels weird, but it's like getting braces first, going through puberty first, dating someone first, having
that
your first
weird.
Breakup.
You mean
blah, blah,
being
blah.
The first person to date?
We don't date the same people.
Dating someone first.
Absolutely not. That's
absolutely
a giant
not.
Rule of the sisterhood that you do not.
No, it's not.
Cardinal rule
yeah,
that you don't
really
break.
That's not a cardinal rule. Maybe for you.
Not
who
that I would date someone
date?
You dated. You're 70
who
years old.
Did
but
you,
like me
you
and Danny, we talk to a lot of the same
also,
guys.
Also, you oh. not like have a real problem.
Wait,
not
guys. Like a full,
we would
like,
no.
deep relationship.
No, but it was a rule.
It was horrible.
It was a rule, though.
I always had a crush on someone, and Christina always was the outgoing one that would talk to them, and
but
I was like,
you didn't
wow.
date them, and then I dated them.
Yeah, but it's the
if
same
you
thing.
Date someone, that would never be
but,
able to
okay, okay.
It was,
but you wouldn't watch her.
Oh, yeah, me and Amy, too. On a date with a guy that I ended up hanging out with.
Okay, wait. Wait, we could clarify that. If one of us was like, yeah, that guy was really not for me, but I don't mind if you date him, I'm not even attracted to him, that's different than like, I dated this guy, he meant something to me, you better not date
if he was your boyfriend,
well,
no
yeah,
one's gonna
yeah.
date
yeah. It wasn't yeah, like yeah, that, yeah, yeah, but yeah. it, but like,
yeah, no one's going to date someone else's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back. Let me finish.
Our roles in the sisterhood.
Let me finish. Okay, so my finishing of my role.
Amy, I want you to turn the volume down on these growls a little bit.
It's hard, going it's hard through to hear. Everything first, blah, blah, blah. Now, I also think I have a role of fun facilitator.
I think you're going to try to define your entire personality like you always do.
No, I
well,
only think I have
I'm
a couple.
This,
no,
and this, and this, and this.
Listen, leader. I think there's only a couple.
All right.
Fun facilitator.
So what are your top five?
That might just be it, right?
Okay.
Would you say? Like a key role I have.
I don't know that you facilitate fun that much lately, but
yeah,
maybe
no. I did on Halloween.
In our
you enjoy doing it once a year.
Just kidding. Maybe in the past more.
You have
you
those
young.
Traits.
When we were
you
kids.
You have those traits.
Yes. I can't think of another defining one.
Well, yeah.
I think that's pretty defining. You're the oldest.
But I think
you're
that's pretty much it. It's like,
you're
let's go do this
with
thing,
us in
and
shape.
Then we do
and you do, and you're the guinea pig. That's your other role.
It's
how you do everything
sucks.
First.
I hate being the guinea pig, but it's
the leader and the guinea pig.
Yeah,
that's something people don't talk about with oldest children.
Okay. It sucks. So I think that's kind of it.
I think I thought of mine, but I don't know if this is real. The metaphor that I thought of to name it was the snake in the grass.
What?
Because
does that mean
I
you're a
like,
lying cheat?
No, I feel like I'm in the grass kind of like looking around because all these millions of people older than me trying to take everything that I need.
That is
so
not
I'm
what
like,
snake in the grass means.
Snake in the grass.
No, she
I'm
is
I'm looking
sneaky.
Like, oh,
well,
I'm just trying to think ahead and I'm like, oh, I gotta get in the car first so I don't have to sit in the back. Oh, I gotta do this. Oh, I gotta do that.
Why don't
I'm
you just be like a bug in the grass?
Snaking around in the grass.
Snake works. But snakes aren't seen as helpless
okay,
usually.
Whatever.
Lauren
no,
is
okay.
No,
she's
step
not
on
listen,
Lisa, Lauren, I'm striking to get the things that I need.
She's no, saying she's sneaky.
Lauren's role is a bug's life, where she's like, oh, the crumbs that she steals
yes,
them and like builds
no,
a house out of a juice box.
No, but I'm more of a snake though, because I get the things that I need, but I have to slither around in the grass and strike when I can.
All right.
I think that's
wow.
true.
That's how I feel.
That's pretty true.
Okay, but I also feel like you have the role of like trendsetter, where it's like, oh yes, my gosh,
Lauren
shops
oh,
in past
style.
I got a shop.
Wait, Lauren, in the sisterhood, you're the
fashion trendsetter.
Yes.
When does anyone follow my trends?
I do.
Okay, I don't like, follow them, no. but I think about them.
Because yeah. I listen to anything Lisa tells me to do about makeup. I will say that.
Oh, yeah, Lisa's the makeup.
That's my
trend
blind
center.
Follower.
Literally, you told me to do the highlight up. What do I have on right now?
Wow, I'm honored.
So
that's
I don't know.
True, though. You'll be like, oh, no, like if
you're
like,
are we shifting to me now?
Yeah.
Well, if Lauren was like, oh, you should try this thing, it has to do with style, someone, they're probably going to try it.
That's true.
If I'm telling everyone to try a style, I don't know, well, I wouldn't do that, but I don't know if that would really happen. I'm like, you should try a switch.
And if you compliment my outfit, it means a lot because you're the style maven.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
Also,
making
wait.
The grass trendsetter.
Also, other thing of Lauren, I think that is defining, well, is this defining? Is something about the blunt one?
Ah,
am I not the blunt? I think I'm not the blunt.
You are not as blunt as me.
You are not at all.
I don't think I'm the blunt one.
But also, Lisa's really blunt too.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
There's a lot that
Lauren will just say. Lauren is really blunt.
She tells.
I think she is. I think that's a defining thing of our sisterhood. Lauren will just say the really blunt thing.
That's true.
That's true. In a way that's not rude.
I don't know, guys. I don't know what my
feeling about emotions.
Definitely partially the class clown, I will say.
Definitely
that.
The class clown, because there are a lot less jokes when you and Kat were gone.
Oh my gosh, we were so boring. We were like, okay, we what like, is next? Okay,
a bunch of robots.
Wow,
you're definitely a class clown.
You bring the class, energy.
You and Kat like share class clown roles. What we learned, we learned a lot from you guys stepping out for maternity leave. You and her share class clown role. Definitely something about emotions and like psychological thing. Lisa has a really big role there about like talking about deep stuff. I don't know what we would classify.
I'm
that
like
as.
I don't feel like I do that often.
Yes,
do I? Think
you have facilitated a lot of emotional breakthroughs though. With you just, things that you say.
You just make a lot of comments about like the deeper meaning of things emotionally. A lot.
Okay.
You add like the depth bringer. She adds a depth to a lot of things.
All right.
And what else about? Oh,
Wait, I think she's supposed to say her.
So she doesn't know.
The only thing I think of was that I feel like the lone wolf sometimes because I feel like I'm off on my own a lot. Because
you
back.
Walk 10 feet ahead of us in a crowd.
I mean, that too.
Yeah. Lisa's the one who tries to be the lone wolf.
I'm like, a little bit of a floater. Yeah.
Like, you may be a lone wolf, but you're also part of the system.
No, it doesn't mean I'm detached. I just, I go, I break away.
You're very independent.
I do this a lot.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, that's true.
She enjoys that the
I
most.
I have my own thing.
I feel like Lisa, you try like differentiate yourself a lot.
And I like to like, you know, travel with my friends or like, well, in
I
another
hate
life.
Traveling with
no,
my friends.
No, and I would like go off, you know, like
yeah,
get
no,
away.
Like, yeah,
yeah. I feel like I've physically left home the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea. When I left home.
Yeah.
When did you do that?
I just, like, can't remember any time that I did.
I like to be
like,
in my home
hey guys,
a lot.
Let's go on a trip. And I'm
yeah.
like,
I'm like,
let's, going
oh,
on
what
a trip.
Do you know? Fun facilitator.
Here
let's
you go.
Go on a trip.
Like once.
Okay, Amy, what about you?
I don't know. I'm a cross between like Dobby and then like.
What?
Person that makes a lot of jokes and
that's
they're crying.
True.
I don't really know.
Wait, Amy's also the community organizer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Amy is number one. Okay, it's hard to think about Kath and Amy like differentiating them because they're similar in this way, but I would say Amy, not emotionally. Amy's the helper. See, Kath's more like, I want to be there for everyone emotionally. If people are emotional or having a hard time, Kath's like, I need to ask them how they're doing. Whereas Amy's like, I need to do something for them physically. I'm saying the two helper types.
Yeah.
Catherine will also be like, hey, how are you? Blah, blah. Can I do anything for you? Amy will just be like, won't really say anything. But then you're like, hey, can you help him? He's like, I'll help. Amy's the first, probably the first one to help. Even though I would say Kath is definitely up there. But she has like.
I think Catherine always wants to help, but she overbooks herself.
Yes. So Amy is always helping with a family member, probably multiple times a week.
Yeah. Ordinary.
And that's a sisterhood thing as well. She's helping with the sisterhood in some way at all times. It's so weird to think of just the sisterhood and then your role. Because it's not like your personality, period. It's just in the sisterhood. You're like, are you in the, you're the middle?
Yes.
I think you are like the middle sister.
No, Amy and I are the middle.
Yeah, we're the middle, bro.
We split center.
Yeah.
Oh.
How else do you describe? It's so hard to describe. We have the snake in the grass.
It's so
like,
weird.
What is Amy? I think, yeah, I think.
Just don't think of what it's supposed to
you're
mean.
You're biting our ankles?
No, yes, she is biting all
I'm
the
not.
Ankles.
I'm not.
Okay. Wait, can you think of anything that has to be specific with Amy as the, like, her role in the sisterhood? I keep thinking about a person. I'm like, no, think about in the sisterhood. Amy,
yeah.
Do you have any? You don't have any ways to describe it?
Look, Amy's down. Look, Amy's down for anything, no matter who of us asks.
That's true.
She'll be like, oh, yeah, I'd love to come over and watch The Bachelor. Like, she'll do
that's
it.
That's true.
She'll give it a try. She'll give it the old college try.
Okay, that's interesting because
Amy, look, Amy goes with everyone. That's my perspective. Like,
so what do we call that?
Hang out. Like, I feel like
the one who's down for anything.
No, no, and also the like. I don't feel like. You feel like you and Kath, like you're always like, I'm going to Catherine's house, but you're not going to Lauren's house. But Amy will go to Catherine's house and your house, and obviously she lives with Lauren, and my house or whatever. Like,
I'll go
Amy
to all the houses.
Connect.
That's true.
Our parents' house.
Okay,
Amy's
so I
the
was
connector.
Yeah, Amy's, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amy's the connection.
Down for anything and down to help with anything.
Amy's the glue.
Thank you. I really am.
She's also, always like connecting with everyone.
Low key, basically. I'm good with facilitating when people don't understand each other.
Okay, well, so that cool. makes perfect sense. Amy's always connecting with everyone.
There you have it.
Love it. All right, then this goes really well into our
but not with herself.
Our main topic, which is an offshoot of this, which is we're going to tell you guys about our sisterhood in four different times. As kids in Malibu, these are very specific
chapters,
like chapters, new chapters in our early Nashville days, and then now with babies. I'm really excited for this ooh. Because I feel like what we just talked about, I'm like, ooh, okay, we have a lot to talk about. So I can start this one by saying, as kids,
sorry,
Lisa's opening something as
a
usual.
Protein bar.
You tell him.
Oh, no, don't chew into the mic.
I won't.
You won't.
As children. Let's jump into this. Okay, as children. Our sisterhood was nothing like you see it now.
Personally, I don't feel like we really had much of a sisterhood when I was a child.
We didn't have a six sisterhood.
We had a trio.
At all. We had you Catherine did. And Lisa
Catherine,
and I.
We had a quad really because Michael's part of it too.
In and out. We had a sisterhood wise. We had a trio of Kath, Lisa, and I. And interestingly enough, Lisa was what we described Amy as, not the connector, but when it was down for anything at any time, she was always like, sure, I'll go. Sure. Like I knew if I asked Catherine, she might not want to do it, but if I asked Lisa, she'd always be like, yes, whatever
Wait,
you want to do.
Are we talking
like
5 years old or like teenagers?
I think that whole time was kind of the same idea because we still weren't a sisterhood. I had a.
Well, I wasn't alive when you were five.
That's true. I had a little like duo.
Yes, you were. You're 5 years. Apart.
You were just birthed.
Okay. Anyway, I had like a duo with Lauren and like a duo with Danny. I didn't really have a duo with Amy. Amy really entered later.
Yeah. I did not.
And then I didn't have like a group of.
But then you made one with everybody.
I took my revenge.
Yeah, I feel like.
It was a weird time.
You had a duo with me because you had the same birthday, and you had a duo with Danny because you loved doing photo shoots of her and like fun
and
girl
her
stuff.
Her energy, her fun like energy was like. I don't know. I guess I connected with it, even though she's like 10 years younger than me. I was like, oh, this is so fun.
It was like an aunt kind
but
of thing.
Yeah,
it like, was like the fun aunt.
You yeah. and me and Amy, we didn't really hang out as children.
We did though.
Until a little bit later.
When we were like 9 or
Yeah,
younger.
But it wasn't really
there's
like.
Brothers
oh,
in here too.
Yeah.
That's well, it was like happened. Me by myself.
And yeah, you was like reading a book or something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
well,
doing
Amy
this.
From the beginning was set apart because it was kind of, I think this might be partly why.
I always thought about
you
that.
You had your hip thing.
Yeah.
Amy
yeah.
had hip dysplasia and she
yeah. Oh, that's yeah. what it's
the
called?
The thing that everyone always says, they're going to get hip dysplasia. Amy actually got it.
Guys,
she
why
had
did
to
I
sit,
get everything? That's
she
just
had to
not
sit
fair.
In this like frog suit thing and just sit there on the couch all day and she couldn't like go around. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like set her apart for a bit, but don't worry. As you see now, she really came back.
As I, yeah, because I didn't wasn't able to walk till like 18 months. And you realize that's wow. Barrett in like 6 months from now.
Wow. Well, he's 15
and
months.
You were already months. Like... 3-4 at that time and I was just
oh
starting
my
to
gosh.
Walk.
Yeah.
So then Alex came on the scene and I was like, ooh,
how
we
old,
were
how far apart do you think we are?
2 years.
You were 1.5 and I was 4?
We're 2 years. It was like around that. 3-4.
Okay, close enough.
All right, anyway.
And then Alex came on the scene and I was like, ooh, cool, we were close. And then Lauren came on the scene and then Lauren stole
Alex was like, bye.
Yeah,
Lauren sorry. Stole Alex.
Yeah. And then Danny came on the scene. Then Danny, Alex, and Lauren were like, whatever.
True.
And then I was reading.
So you were like, why can't I hang out with the older kids?
Yeah.
But then
you
didn't want to
hang
out with, the
hang
younger
out with
kids.
Us.
But then I did. We would play like, that was more when we were a little bit older
like,
though.
I want to be a baby. I want to hang out with the older kids.
Yeah.
But we already had an established trio. And for some reason, it was weird, but it felt like Amy was so much younger, but she actually wasn't.
I'm not
because
that much younger.
I acted
I know.
So much older and you had such a joyful spirit. I was like,
you.
I'm 12. I'm a teenager.
Yeah, Lisa
and you
acted
yeah.
really old.
I'm 10. I love butterflies. It was like
literally.
Different energy.
No, I was like, I'm
one
10.
One of us, no, one of us was a Barbie and one of us was a witch.
True. I was like, I'm 10. I will write math tests for Danny and Lauren when we play school.
So it was a weird place for you to be like in the middle there. But luckily,
yeah,
the story changed.
Things work out.
So things did change when we went to Malibu.
In 2010.
Malibu. 2010. So I was 20. How old?
I was 16.
Turning 17.
Turning 12.
I was 15. And not guys, that much younger.
It's okay. We're basically just going to talk about our experience, obviously, because Kath and Denny are not here. So it's kind of hard to talk about what they were experiencing. So, you know, we'll mention them when things involve them, but like, it just, don't be like, why are you only talking about you for? Because we're the only ones here.
Were they silent or were they silenced?
Because I don't know Kath's experience. I don't know Danny's, whatever. So, anyway, so we went to Malibu and we were a band. And this is where our bond as the six of us really started.
We reached an unhealthy level.
Because we had no friends. Because there were no friends there, with.
We had
this
no
is when
friends.
We became a six-headed we dragon.
Like, literally, except for Kath. Kath's like, I'm out of here. She's I like, found friends.
I need to find friends. She tried, but she didn't realize she was she on the body. It was a head going.
Yeah,
true. Too late.
So we were just stuck with like no friends for a while. We had to make friends there, blah, blah, blah. It was difficult. And we were just like constantly working together and being together all the time.
And sharing only two rooms.
And one,
the six of us
bathroom.
And one bathroom.
Oh my gosh, guys. So, I was like in my 20s. It was
thinking
difficult.
About that bathroom gives me like a very strong feeling. I don't know what it is, but like
it's weird because I really miss the Malibu days, but I'm also like really happy that I'm not sharing a room with three people anymore. But I also am like, I'm really glad we had the experience. I'm glad it didn't last forever.
Guys, you know? I kid you not, at 4 a.m. I woke up this morning before I knew what we were gonna talk about from a dream that Catherine and I were sharing our closet again. Like, we never shared a closet though. Amy Elizabeth, shut your alarm off. I woke up and we were sharing a closet and I was, and like, you can have two shelves, even though I had like a million. And then she was like, okay. And then I came back later and she put all her stuff in and threw mine on the floor and I went, Catherine,
like screamo style.
And then I was like, I'm moving out. Oh my gosh, I'm married. I can move out. I'm so done with this. This is so stupid. And I literally woke up and was like, oh my gosh, I did move out. Oh,
you never shared a closet.
I really believed that I was in
that
old house again.
Wild.
It was weird.
Mm. So it was an interesting time. It was like kind of a magical time and also a depressing time at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I was having a lot of mental breakdowns, but I was also like having this magical thing of like the beginning of our career and stuff. It was like really fun. So it's kind of confusing.
Yeah,
what was
I
our
feel
like.
Okay, my perspective is that this is all that I did. Okay, so I shared a room with Lisa and Danny. We were so
we were the
weird
fun room.
And fun.
We were
and
not in the fun room.
Christina, Kath, and Amy would just talk about like scholastic things.
Oprah's tea time was our room.
Yeah, but we were just like watching Vines and like laughing all day.
Video of Lauren jumping up, ripping a poster off the wall.
Yeah, we were just going crazy. And basically, this is all that we did that I can recall. We did like videos and music stuff, whatever, all the time. And then we went on the computer and our phones
would fight for
100 years all day.
We had one computer.
And then we would go to the grocery store,
get food from the hot bar.
And then we would go to the other grocery store
and
read magazines.
We would always get their amazing mac and cheese and orange chicken.
Yes. And that, in my mind, that's all that we ever did.
That
and
is
we
went on walks.
That went to the beach sometimes. Yep.
Everyday walks. That was great.
That's pretty accurate, though.
Oh, but, like, I didn't do any. I wasn't like, out and about, hanging out with people. No, I was in my room with you guys, at the grocery store with you guys,
or at
the
beach.
Other grocery
and
store.
And then once
guys.
In a literal freaking blue moon, we would go to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every
or the mall.
Now
we,
and then.
Oh, we go to the mall.
Or
bar.
That
like,
was
occasionally.
Fun.
Not often, because to get to the mall was what 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was everything was so freaking far.
That was wild, and we were. It was a weird time because we were together all the time, but then we were not very like open with each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We had so that's much going on, and then we were also being like pitted against each other on YouTube comments all the time, which was really confusing for us. We're all young women. I mean, I was the oldest at like 20, 21, 22, whatever. But they were all teenagers or like kids, just like really young. It was just so unnatural, so wrong. And to see all these weird comments talking about our appearances and like who is this and who is that? And I think we had so much going on under the surface, but we had no idea how to talk about anything, how to talk about our emotions, how to resolve like conflicts.
But we also had this unhealthy dynamic of like noticing something in someone and trying to like force them to talk about it with everyone, where it'd be like, yeah, we're going to get it out in the open. I was like, ah.
It was a very hard time. We didn't know how to deal with anything.
Yeah. Like, I was Siamese so twins.
Green with emotions.
Green with envy.
No, green with emotions and how to talk about them, how to deal with them, what they even are. How do you have a healthy conversation? What is like? What do healthy relationships look like? I just had absolutely no
how could
idea.
We have healthy boundaries when our clothing was spilling into each other?
Just, that's true.
It that is like, so true.
We were kind of forced into this closeness from like moving somewhere new
from
and not
bunk
really
beds?
Having friends. It wasn't
isolation,
but like all the years before that, like just being siblings and just being humans, like we had a lot of like tiffs with each other and there was like pain points, but we didn't really like mend those and then get close. It was just
not
kind of like
all.
Now we're close, but it wasn't really like there was no transition.
I wasn't even to the point at that point where I could realize, oh, I have a problem with this person or this person, and actually like journal about it or think about it. I didn't even consciously think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I have this problem with this person. I wish we could talk about this. I feel this. Like, I would just feel it kind of like in a distant place and then just like push it down. I had no, I was that like emotionally illiterate. I don't know. I just couldn't even.
And
I mean, you, I don't know
with
you
all the problems,
like you would not. You'd be able.
No,
to
I
think.
Knew that I was mad at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was
all the
so
time.
Different. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
And then so every bad. Time we went to meetings or anything, it would be like an hour or 2 hour drive, and we'd be in the suburban all together. So you'd be like mad at each other, and then you have to sit in the car and put your headphones
well,
in.
I don't think
like,
we were mad the whole time.
No,
I
but
mean,
there, we had a lot of look. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of tiffs. We were there was never
it
a
was
time
like,
that I knew of that no one had a problem with anyone. There's always something that's just natural. There's always something. But there was a small thing that day or an ongoing thing. There was always something.
I'm sure there's always something.
There's always something.
But I don't
want
to, I don't want them to get the idea that it was like, it wasn't like behind the scenes. We were all like hating each other and then we faked a smile for the camera.
No,
it wasn't like
no,
that.
No, we genuinely were having fun and we were also genuinely
fighting.
There's just
a lot of ups and downs. That,
yes.
There were a lot. There was just so much beneath the surface.
And there were so many of us.
It was just
too.
Constant.
Like, there's
it was
a lot
constant.
It was just so. Yeah, so
but there's just
confusing.
No personal space is what I'm saying because you share a room, you shared a car ride, we shared a bathroom, we
shared a
toilet, shared a computer. There was no
there was so
when
much.
I wanted to have a private phone conversation,
there was nowhere to go.
I would go in our shared minivan at night and shut the door
shared
outside. That's
I would
I
go on
privacy.
A walk.
Yeah, you have to like physically leave.
Yeah,
and that was something I realized like people need privacy.
They need
like
yeah.
I realized
space.
For the future because I never had that, so I realized you know, in my future, I want to try to make sure my kids have privacy. Because I don't think our parents really realized that because they didn't grow up with that many kids.
No.
So I don't think they could never imagine.
Well,
what
they're
it's
just trying to make
like.
It work.
Like they can't be like, oh yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I felt like that because they never did
they
have.
They never were kids.
So they never had that many siblings. So that made me realize like, okay, if I have a lot of kids, which hopefully I will, I want to make sure they actually understand the value of
privacy
and they get privacy. So anyway. Let's see. To wrap up Malibu, how would we sum up and wrap it up and go to the next place? So much beneath the surface. Anything we didn't say already?
We were just a woven
probably
breaker.
Getting to a breaking point, would you say, in Malibu?
Yeah.
But it wasn't there.
No,
yet,
we were boiling
it?
To a we were boiling up.
And this is a great illustration of what happens when you aren't in touch with your feelings. You don't know how to express them in a healthy way and you're not able to like facilitate these conversations and you just don't know how to have healthy relationships. This is what happens. Luckily, there is a happy ending. So, but let's continue because it could have been really bad. It could have been like we all were like, because a lot of families are like this. We could have been like, well, we're all moving away from each other and we're not going to see each other except for once a year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of families do that. We could have done
that's
that.
Sad.
That could have happened. Absolutely. So we ended up moving to
Nashville in 2015.
And woo-hoo. Lisa, Amy, Catherine and I were kicked out of the house, TBH. Our parents, okay, I was 25 at this point. Our parents were like, listen. And it was nice. It was convenient to live together before because we were all working together. But at this point, they're like, listen, we're moving to Nashville and you guys are not moving into our house.
You can afford to live on your own.
And I was like, we can.
I was like, what?
They did not kick me out. I was like,
how old were you?
Oh, you?
I was 19.
Good for you. And Amy's like, I'm getting out. Wow.
She's like, I want to be one of the big kids.
Yeah, but also I was like, if I don't get out now, I'm never getting out.
You finally had your moment.
I did.
Okay, you were not going
to. She knew she had to be part of the group.
No, but Christina, it was going to be like astronomical.
Like, you would have moved out at like 26.
I would have moved out a lot later if I didn't.
Because Amy still does go to their house like
all the time. Yep.
But she has her own space now. Very important. So we moved in together, and then the other gals, which was, I almost said Catherine, Lauren, Danny, were living with the parents. And at this point, it's hard for me to remember.
Amy and I were still sharing a room. I was 21 now.
It was a lot.
I had never had my own room at 21 years old.
Okay, it was a lot nicer, though, to only share a room.
Amy's like, don't hate on this room.
We were great.
We had a fun time.
It was not sharing with Amy. I'm just saying, I was still sharing a room.
Yeah.
Lisa lives for her personal space.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes. We shared a closet, too, but it was a little bigger. It's fine. But Amy and I were really good roommates, in my opinion. Because
I thought it was
we're
really
both
fun.
Like, get out of my business.
Literally.
There was no, so tell me.
Nobody was going to get in anyone's personal space.
Yes.
No. Was it way better than your original sharing in the olden days?
Wait,
olden
when we
days.
Shared a bed as I don't like even, toddlers.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, Amy like, remembers.
Vaguely.
I recall that.
Vaguely.
And they used to jump off the top bunk onto our mattress.
I just remember my white bedding with roses on it.
They used to share a bunk bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that.
That's
shared.
What I'm
Wait.
Talking about.
No,
yeah,
I'm talking
we shared
about
a,
sharing
a bunk bed. Shared a mattress, then we shared a bunk bed, then we shared a room with two
okay,
beds.
Okay, the bunk bed, yes. Yeah, way better than that. Way better.
That was a
was
tyrannical.
Horrifying. Okay. But anyway, we don't need to bring that up.
We're in Nashville.
We're past that.
And the first year, we were just like, we don't know what we're doing. And we did a lot of original songs that year, I remember, which was really fun.
Oh, yeah.
But things were really boiling to the surface. Boiling over. I don't know
bubbles?
How to use
these. They were like really heating up at this point.
I don't know how to use these metaphors, whatever.
Yeah.
And at some point, it's so hard for me to remember all the years in Nashville that kind of mixed together. Then I would say an explosion.
I think by the end of 2016, it wasn't.
Would you call
long.
It an explosion? What would you say?
What are you
Things
talking
really
about?
Came up.
I don't recall.
I don't know. I'm not
bomb.
Thinking of anything specifically. I'm thinking of how we had a big turning point.
Oh.
Wait, what? Which
one? Like, then we went to therapy.
That was 2017, beginning.
Okay.
End of 2016, 2017.
Okay, so at some point, things just started to, like, you realize things aren't working, blah, blah, blah. All these things happen. And then we were like,
well,
because
we were having a
together.
Lot of problems with, like, working together.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of our time
and
working
with
together
our mom too.
Was, yeah, with her too, mm-hmm. was spent,
was like
kind
stuff.
Of, like, trying to talk through
personal
issues.
In a really
was, like,
unhealthy way.
And, like,
yeah.
It was just, like,
yeah.
taking up all
we couldn't resolve. We couldn't resolve anything. When we would talk, it would
it's
more
like,
just be, like,
it would just miss.
It would be like, who is winning the argument,
yes.
basically, and who are people, like, validating their opinions? When
yep.
really, we both, everyone, well, anyone talking wanted to be like, can anyone hear my opinion, validate me, and then can we actually come to a resolution? That didn't happen.
No. Yeah,
we didn't.
It was just
we had
so
no
much
idea.
Misunderstanding yeah. and miscommunication. Like, we literally couldn't understand each other.
I didn't even
and
know
we
why
had
you
these group conversations when it's like there's only two people that would have a problem.
Yeah,
everyone
we
else shouldn't have been involved.
We
it was
weren't
in the
able to have
of like a work thing, but then something comes up. So then two people are having this whole long argument. Everyone else sitting there. Like,
I literally
we
would
weren't
leave
able to
and start editing it. Sometimes I was like, this is not my fight. And I
we
have
never,
a deadline.
We never knew at this point. None of us would ever like approach one of us and be like, let's talk.
No.
So the only place we'd bring it up was in the
well,
group.
We would just wait until it would come out
yeah.
uncontrollably.
Yeah,
you wait until the person just like kind of explodes and you're like, I have this under my skin. And Kath and I had a lot.
Yeah.
It's so crazy
time.
Because Kath and I was thinking about this week. Actually, I was talking about this to a friend that Kath and I literally never have problems now.
Yeah.
We have zero problems.
That's
now.
Crazy.
We have zero problems.
Have so
this is a really
problems.
That's an inspirational
that's
story.
That's good actually.
That's
that
like
is
wow.
True.
Okay, that's inspirational.
Wow.
Kath and I are so close. We talk about I think we can talk about almost literally anything.
I was so mad
we
she
have
was
no
going
problems.
Into labor and is like telling you everything. I was like, why can't she just tell the whole group?
Well,
why
I was
this
in
private.
I was in a group with Mom and Max.
Oh my exactly.
We were supposed to relay
VIP. Yeah.
Or at least it's like, you know, the introverts, they don't want to talk to 100 people. They just want to talk to like one or two people who tells everyone. We're trying to not overwhelm him. Anyway, so but that's the inspirational ending of that, but let's go back to it. So Kath and I had a lot of problems. Lisa and I had problems. I don't think I personally had problems with anyone else.
I mean, I had problems with you.
Okay, everyone had a problem with me.
Problem
but to be fair, to be fair to everyone, not well, to be fair to myself and everyone, I was the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
And they were like, why is she being a dictator, basically? And I was like,
in the world?
How do I lead people? I had no idea what was going on. And I was like, what is an emotion? All that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To be fair, it was very unhealthy. It was a giant mess and I didn't know what to do. But I think
at least we realized that.
Through it all, we all had heart. We all had wholesome something rather in there. Like there, we all had... I don't know. There was something in there, like there was love guiding us through this. That's why we ended in a good place. So basically, we decided to go to therapy as a group, and then
went to like family therapy.
And she broke us into like individual and then duo situations, and had each of us do like duo sessions and stuff like that. And that was a huge. That was the first like big turning point where we started to learn.
That's where she was like, you can't discuss everything as a group.
And we were like, what do we do?
Like, you can't?
We're like, how do you do it then? And then she's like, one-on-one. I'm like, no. And she's like, all right, let's do a session with this person or this person. And I'm like, no.
That was scary.
And then in our session, she would validate both.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that that was a thing. I thought before.
One person is right. One person is
and
wrong.
And it's sad because a lot of people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s are actually like this, which I'm so glad we learned early on, at least started to learn. I can't say we learned everything. We started to learn this, that when you talk to, I thought when I'm like talking to someone or like you have an emotional issue, it's like, oh, one person is right and the other person is just wrong.
Dead wrong.
And if the other person could just see the logic of the person who's right.
Every time one person just needs to back down.
They would just realize, oh, logically that doesn't make sense. That is literally how my brain worked. If Kath could just see that she makes no sense logically, then she would finally wake up and we wouldn't have this problem. That does not make any sense. But that is literally what I thought. So then when I learned in there, because I remember being terrified, like, oh, she's just going to tell me that I'm wrong because I'm like, have that fear of like, everyone's going to tell me I'm a bad person, being a bad person. So it's like, she's just going to tell me, the therapist's going to tell me I'm wrong about everything. And then I just need to live my life hating everything, basically, is what I thought. But that's not what she did. She's like, I get your perspective. Let's resolve this and let's try to understand each other and let's figure out what's beneath this and what do you need to talk through, what do you need to work through, what do you actually need in your life and what do you need from each other.
You know what else? I feel like she encouraged us to disagree. Like,
yeah.
She's like, you don't have to come to the same opinion.
She helped us.
She helped us get space where it's like,
become
if you
individuals.
Don't agree on every single thing all the time, and but you're together all the time thinking you have to agree on every single thing, then
I think we thought before that to be close meant you have to be like one
the same,
and if you disagree it means you're not close. But then we learned, I know that it might sound kind of crazy to some of you guys, but then we learned, this was how long ago was this, a couple years?
It was five years ago.
Years ago, for the first time ever, we learned disagreeing doesn't mean that you hate the other person there, that you're not close,
it
or something like that. You're just
person.
Individuals.
Yeah.
But we literally didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know that. I can't say everyone did, but I literally didn't know that. I thought, oh, if you disagree, it just means you're just.
I knew that we all disagreed, but I was like, well, I'm not allowed to.
I didn't
know. It's against the law.
I was so confused. I was like, oh, the way to be close to someone is to agree on everything.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Nope.
But I didn't know that at the time. So we learned all this stuff. In our early Nashville days, we went through some trials and tribulations, and I feel like it just snowballed into our own healing journeys in therapy. And
because we
found
our
individuality,
it was like
we all went on our own journey.
The heads started to grow bodies.
Yeah,
and they started to walk away.
Oh, I like that.
We were all empowered.
I feel like what happened really was we learned about ourselves and we got enough space.
Yeah.
We actually
we learned how to like set boundaries.
Yeah.
We learned so many things.
We
learned about each other. There were so many things I didn't understand, especially learning each other's attachment styles helped me so much because I was so confused because especially Lauren and Lisa are really different from me in a lot of ways with attachment stuff. And that confused the living daylights out of me. But once I learned that, and they're so similar to my husband, which is so great. So I learned about him and them in one. I'm like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. Oh, so much sense. So we learned all that stuff. And we're on our journeys now still. But I would say from then to now.
We're on our journeys.
We're still
life
on our journey.
Life is a journey. Okay?
From then to now, we've been in a lot of therapy individually and like just learning and journaling and
Live, laugh, love.
We've learned journal through the journey. Basically, we've learned so much, and we've learned about how to have healthy conversations.
Yeah, and just ask and just for healthy what we things need, in general, especially yeah. In a work setting too. Of just like, oh, I can't
do all do that.
This yeah. week, and like, oh, that's okay. We'll just move things around. Like, just say to like. It sounds so simple, but just saying things like, oh, I can't do this. This is what I need. Oh, like,
we couldn't
just
do
saying
that
what you need. Yeah, we couldn't
and
do that.
And we've separated, like, work and personal problems for the most part. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm really overwhelmed. Da-da-da. And it's just that. There's no, because Lauren, da-da-da, under yeah. the surface. It really is just that. Or it's like, we need to speak.
We're really good at that now, where we'll be like, yeah. we're working for this time. On our break,
oh
we
my
can
gosh.
Talk about personal stuff. And then we're working. We're, like, save really us. Good at that now. We yeah. have our timer set, and we're like, work,
the
work,
the timer
work,
really
work.
Saved us.
Yeah, it was
we
just
We live
too
and
much.
Die by the timer,
We'd be
works.
Sitting there having, like, 2-hour conversations about
we're supposed to be working
and random stuff, which they were great combos.
We love talking to each other so much.
Like, we were trapped.
It was a problem.
We like, it's like talking a little too much.
Yeah. And like, I like that because I'm like, oh, we're connecting. But then I learned, as we're learning this, that's like, for other people, it feels like they're trapped.
Hostage.
And it's yeah. not that they don't want to talk about stuff, but they want to know, like, now we're working, right?
Yeah.
So aren't
yeah.
we working when
what
we're working?
What time are we here?
Yes. It would be, like, and I'd be like, no,
3
we're connecting.
7 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
So when I learned that, it made... It made a lot more sense. It was confusing. And Kath and I are more similar, which is weird because we were...
Catherine's down to clown.
We were butting heads so much. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
We were really not similar weird. In that way. Well, not in all ways. Just in that way. And then they're more similar. And Amy's on in their...
our realm.
But she also has a little bit of a different thing as well. From what we've learned from
I think she's more similar to us.
I relate to
She's in your guys' one, but a little
Amy
bit
Amy likes her space.
Yeah, she's a subset.
I love my
She's
space.
A subset of your guys' thing. But you aren't even the same in that either. There, no. You
yeah,
have
yeah,
differences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
we're all
mine
different.
Is
we're all
but
individual.
Kath and mine are not the same.
We're all individuals. Yeah.
But what I'm saying yeah. was that learning that there actually were specific things that applied helped me.
Well, and learning that we're all just different.
Well, yes. Yeah. But learning how we're different.
Yeah,
like,
learning like, yeah.
Well, that's that.
That's the
that
important
that.
Thing to learn. So now at the point that we're at with children, how has that changed
okay.
everything?
I will say that I had a mental breakdown when they all started getting pregnito.
Same.
Ah, I remember this because before everyone got that. Prego and we were just like in Nashville, it felt like we were kind of, yeah, everyone. It felt like we were just kind everyone of like, oh, all this kind of like. 20 somethings, even though we weren't all in our 20s, but like that was the vibe. We're just kind of like 20s. Young, wild, and free, like living life. I don't know. It was just,
yeah, like,
we were
yeah.
really in that same stage of life of like 20s.
Which was weird because we had never been
yeah.
in the same stage of life
yeah,
before.
No.
It was like, you guys are like really, really little like babies, whatever, yeah. and we're not.
And I thought that was so fun. And it was just kind of like this like young
that was...
life, which like I'm still in that stage right now. And they were all in it, like, with me. But then they all started getting prego and getting married and everything. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. Everyone's getting old. No offense.
Yeah.
I don't actually think they're old, but, like.
Not in a bad way.
But that was, like. But
going into different
stages. Like, they're going to old person world.
Old person.
They're leaving
and
us
I
behind.
Live in young person world. And, like, oh, they're just worrying about, like, I don't know, old person stuff. They don't care about, like, having fun or, like. Having goals and dreams. Their dreams are dying with their old age. Like, they're just, all
I
they
get
care
what she's
about
saying.
Is their babies. And I remember I had this conversation when you told us that you were pregnant.
I remember that.
I was
that.
Crying
I was
on
like,
Christina's couch and I was like,
you don't want me to ever start a family.
No.
I can't handle that.
No, I was just like, oh, you guys are getting old. You're leaving me behind. You don't care about me. Like, that was a really hard transition for me.
Same.
To kind of like be like, oh, I guess just kind of like me and Amy. Are
yeah,
in our own thing and there in the old person world. I just felt like, oh, we're just gonna grow apart now because you guys are in this one thing and we're in the other one.
Yeah.
But then that's not really what happened. Then I just started learning a bunch of stuff about motherhood and pregnancy. So
yeah.
now I'm like, oh, yeah, 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 I know.
yeah.
And I try to keep them youthful, you know.
It's true.
I don't think you have to keep me youthful. I don't know.
I was just like, don't forget about your dreams, you know.
Although, would you say that talking about like dreams, ambitions, goals, that I am a lot more than I was the last couple years?
Yeah.
Because I would say I'm on fire with ambition.
This is what I would say. Every one of you, when you were pregnant, I was like, oh my gosh.
Dead
this
things.
Dream is dying so fast. Just like your youth so is fading. But then as soon as you had kids, like you got over the initial hump, right? Then you were like, all of you kind of had this new boost of like
not having
I
a person in your stomach yes. anymore.
I don't know, but you had this new boost and like zest for life.
It's
and I was
true.
Like, okay, they're still the same.
It's so true.
They just have children now.
I don't feel as ambitious because I feel so ambitious just trying to keep myself and this child alive. It's like, yeah, I will say.
That's
I'm
how
like,
I felt in the first seven,
But I
eight
feel
months.
Like you have more excitement, though.
Yes. No, I have say. More zest. I have way more zest than the last month.
And you have like a different kind of purpose once you have a kid because then everything you create, you're like, oh my gosh. My kid is going to be able to, can listen to this now, can dance to the song I'm making, it will see this and understand it, like, in a matter of years. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
True. I think I just feel less of a, I think when I was a young buck, I felt more of a thing, like, I have to prove myself. I have to be so successful, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like, look, I want to do stuff. If it goes well, that's great. But if it doesn't, I am a mother. So I already have a large, I already have
like
a purpose.
A
yeah. Like,
but since you came back to work though, it's like you had all these new ideas and stuff.
Yes. Lots of creative ideas.
It's like creativity. I spend less time. That's, I guess, what it was. It's not really about ambition. It's like creativity.
Oh,
like
yeah. Because I spend less time thinking about it, way less time. So then when I do, it's just whatever comes to my brain. It's like fresh.
Yeah.
Because I think being a mom for me takes a lot of physical energy, but not mental energy. It's just like, all right, time to feed. And then it's like, time to change the diaper. I'm not like, 12 times 90,000, like all these mental problems. It's just like cleaning and doing things. But it makes my brain more fresh. And I'm not saying, and when I was pregnant, it was like, what's it going to be like? What am I going to do? It was a lot of mental energy. And now it's like, oh,
that's
there it is.
And now having these little children around brings like a new energy around us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's so fun.
It is really so fun.
It's so fun. It brings a new energy and like refreshes the whole sisterhood, TBH.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They're like these fun little buffers too. Where it's my gosh. How can you imagine? Look at this child.
Literally.
He's so fun.
How could you?
He just really lightens the mood.
He does.
How can you be mad when he's in the room?
You cannot.
I'm so cute.
Okay, but
if he's like, we're trying
but
to finish this.
But if he
looks
at you.
Like, Barrett, just please be quiet. I'm trying to work.
I have seen it.
I've seen it. She's like, okay, guys, focus. Let's do this.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Barrett. I'm like, okay, guys, we've seen him before. Can we keep going?
We've seen him before. Well, I don't relate to that, but good for you.
Okay, thanks. Well, that was... Okay, we got to get to Sister Spotlight, but wow, that was... I think that was great. That was a great... Great first episode. I love
that.
That
was a lot going on.
Let's get to the last thing, which is Sister Spotlight. To conclude our sisterhood chats. Sister Spotlight, where we have Get Real with Christina, that's going to be called. We put the spotlight on different sister each week. When Kath is back, if she's back in this season, I don't know what hers is going to be because we haven't talked to her, but it used to be
Sappy Thoughts with Kath.
Or... What's her other one?
Sassy Thoughts with Kat.
Sassy Thoughts with Kat.
She roasted the water bottles. Never forget.
And then there was, Exposing Lisa's Weird Past. But this season, it's Lisa's Corner,
because
which it used to be.
Sometimes I might want to expose my weird past, so that could still be here. But other times, I just want to talk about something random.
You just don't have a hoot.
Actually, you know, today's kind of exposing my weird. Oh, it is exposing my weird past. But I just want it to be open ended because I can't be boxed in.
Yeah, love
and
it.
That was that's a throwback.
Gotta be your own person.
No, I
it's
just
a throwback to an
I get
episode.
Burnt out if I have to recreate season. The same thing. So it's let me just be free to do whatever I want. That
and
day.
Amy's current crisis and Lauren's take. So this week the spotlight is on. We already know.
Oh, yeah, I just said it.
Lisa.
I still like the spotlight thing. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll
do sorry.
It. That's
ding,
why I still
it's on
did
me.
It. So, all right, Lisa's Corner. Let's hear it.
What everyone, press the mute button on your mouth. I'm just kidding. You can comment if you want. All right, so.
Sassy.
To quote our youngest brother, Joey, what he used to say on every birthday. Oh, this takes me back to 2 weeks ago, but actually it takes me back to summer.
Oh yeah, he'd be like,
when he's saying like
saying a
favorite
memory
you like to someone. This takes me back to 2 weeks ago when you took me to get lemonade. All right,
he's so cute.
Actually, this takes me back to summer of 2003. I was 9.
Oh girl,
I was 9, turning 10. If you're wondering my age. So I was in the children's production of Aladdin. I was Jasmine. I was Jasmine. Did you hear me? I got the lead role.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell the story. Thank you.
She said.
This also happened to me the summer that I discovered a tweezer. So my eyebrows were like this far apart because I was 9 and didn't know, but I just had control issues. They must be perfect. So you can maybe find a photo. You'll see what I'm talking about. So I was Aladdin. I was the star of Jasmine. I was the leading role in our local production of Aladdin. And my counterpart was this boy that I happened to have the world's biggest crush on.
Wow.
But I was 9, right? No. I was like delusionally,
world's
deliriously obsessed with this person. Okay. Oh, I hate this because if anyone who knows me watches this,
which
they
I feel like is so
is.
Weird because he is so similar to Alex.
I know.
It's so weird.
Look, my type when I was a child really was way off, but not there's anything wrong with this. Whatever. Okay. So
just off for you as a person.
Yeah, it's not my
general.
Real. Whatever. Okay, not the point.
That's
so,
such a weird point.
If you've seen the show, Hey Arnold, there's a girl named Helga who's obsessed with Arnold, but she can't let him know.
I'm thinking of anyone watching this now.
She can't let him know, so she bullies him, but she has a shrine of him in her closet made out of every piece of gum he's ever chewed.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So that is kind of how I felt. I could not let him know that I was obsessed with him. And you know what's weird is it kind of, I almost like, my evil behavior kind of also made me feel like I hated him. Like I loved him so much that I hated him.
Oh my God.
But I didn't hate him. I loved
him.
This
is scary.
But he couldn't know. He couldn't know. So.
Oh my gosh.
There would be a scene where we had to hold hands. I was 9. I was terrified.
Like this is illegal.
So it would just be like, I would run in because I think like people had captured me and I was finally free and I could be with Aladdin, and we would just grab hands like this. Not even like holding hands, like grab hands. Aladdin.
Oh, like that.
And I would grab his hands and go, and I would dig my nails in.
No.
I would go, oh, Aladdin, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, and he was so nice. He just like wouldn't say anything.
He
would just
he
like,
never said anything.
He would just say his lines and I would be like digging into
he
his
He was really nice, if I recall.
He
that
was
point.
Really nice. No, he never was rude to me, never did anything weird, like, you know, whatever. And we got to do like a promo photo shoot, like for the local posters. And we would like sit on a towel like we're on a magic carpet. And I was like, oh, Aladdin. Like, I was dying, but I was still like, the whole time, like, I hate you. But I loved him. So I would dig my nails in every time. I also, I think, I thought that I kicked him in the head, but it was actually, it was Jafar, because I actually did hate him.
Oh my God.
We'd be like, is he alive? And I'd be like, let me check.
Lisa!
It was really bad.
She was 9, okay.
So, after the show one day, I'd done this, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 times, his mother, who was also like one of my good friends' mom, because I was friends with his sister.
Yeah, and I was saying we should send this to her.
Oh, please don't. Sister. No. She came up to me after the show and was like, hey, so blank tells me you've been, I don't remember how she phrased it, but I was just like, I just remember being like, I feel nothing, but I think I'm horrified. Because I was so like emotionally repressed.
What?
She was like, so blank tells me, my son, that you've been like, you know, squeezing his hands really hard or something like during this show, but I think it's hurting him. Like, I think if you could just not do that. I remember she said it in like the nicest,
she
most gentle
nice
way.
She probably thought you didn't realize it. Like, oh, you're
maybe.
Just going too tight.
No,
you're just
no,
nervous.
No. Like, I think he was probably like, mom, she's putting her nails in my hands. But I just remember being like, oh, okay, sorry. And then I think I walked away and I was like, you stupid baby, you told your mom. And I was like,
it's so scary.
I was so scary as a kid.
You would think that I would have been like this, but I was not. That is
oh,
so yeah. wild.
Gosh,
no. Never would have expected this from Lisa.
Because you were close with Michael, so you knew how to interact with boys. I was clueless. I was almost like a stalker. And like,
nightmare.
Like, oh gosh.
Nightmare on Lisa Street. Oh,
so, I mean, that's pretty much the story. Just, and I remember like some weird conversation. I think you were talking to him and his like sidekick. Something about his leg hair. Kick. And it's like, oh, I have blonde leg hair. I was like, he has blonde leg hair. And I was like,
what? Wait, what?
Like, I thought it was adorable or something.
What the heck?
I don't. Like, honestly, I feel like maybe Hey Arnold was influencing you negatively.
Who, what?
Hey Arnold might have been.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I don't know. No, I don't think I even watched that show that much yet. Anyway, and then the last thing is, I think I remember the cast party. It's just so such a evil blur in my mind. But the cast party was over. I just remember like crying and crying. Like when we were driving home, something like, when am I going to see him again? Ah, and like just being so emotionally attached and sad that the show was over. And I wouldn't be his like counterpart anymore, but he was probably so happy. So bless you. Hope you're doing. Hope your hands have healed. Oh, and gosh. That's my story. I guess today was exposing Lisa's weird past. Oh, so
love
thank
it.
You.
Oh,
gosh,
that was wild.
Thank you all.
That was a wild ride.
Christina's in shock.
I've never. I don't think. Have I told that story before?
Oh, yeah. I know.
I, yeah, I don't think I've really dived in that deeply. I'm a little scared of myself.
It happens. It happens to the best
of us. I used to bite you guys when I was a child.
She did.
Yeah.
You did. You bit my collarbone. She left purple teeth marks.
Yeah, and I used to bully Danny. I was so mean.
I bullied
kid,
Amy.
So.
I'm so sorry.
Like, okay. I was like a rude bully.
Dark.
It happens.
So it's okay. People change.
Yeah, they do change.
I don't know. I think it's just repressed.
I was a dictator. All right, Amy, say a flaw. Come on.
I already...
Amy didn't have
Amy didn't have
I always treated people
Listen,
well.
Amy She's had good, Amy had physical ailments, and that was the only thing that was ever wrong with her life, and it wasn't even her fault. Real.
Thank you.
Amy didn't
Although
have
I was bossy, but that's not
No.
Not to us.
Amy is an angel to among us. Else.
Wait, thank you.
We all had flaws, though, besides Amy.
Thank you. Wow.
Amy, we don't deserve her.
Well, she was
her.
Never mean to any of us.
She wasn't.
That's so nice.
She was nice
She's
to
gonna
all of us.
She's going to cry. Literally, probably will. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Illy.
So, all right. That is our first episode.
Woo!
If I can't even say this at the beginning. If you want all 20 episodes of this season, you're going to have to join our Patreon, where we post every other episode only there. So episodes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, etc. Those are all on Patreon. But all the odd episodes, 1, 3, 5, 7, etc., those are all on YouTube, which you guys are... I don't know if you're watching on Patreon or YouTube right now, but speaking to the YouTube people, if you want to see the rest of the episodes, go join our Patreon, patreon.com/Cimarelli. It's always linked in the description. And there's not just the podcast there. There's also some other series and videos that are awesome on our Patreon. Our Patreon is really great. So go check it out. Like, join it for a month. See if you like it. If you love the podcast, you definitely need to join, because there are a bunch of other seasons of the Cimarelli podcast. Actually, not a bunch. Is it like two? That's still a bunch on our Patreon. Three seasons. That's like 30. I think it's 10 of each one, I think. I don't know if we still
That's
did that.
That's a lot of extra episodes.
They're somewhere near 30 extra episodes. Somewhere around 30 more. And they're, guys, they're really good.
They are really good.
We give it our all for every single one.
Great dynamics. They really work. Even though some
really
even the ones that are a couple years old, they still really work.
Our podcast has always been fun.
No, the first season is my pride and joy.
I love the first
season.
Please go
watch the
first
season.
I did not know that.
Oof. Oh, the first season's podcast is incredible.
Really?
The Frying Pan of Truth.
Oh, yeah.
Remember all our shticks and segments?
I really fought hard for all the shticks and segments.
Oh,
I was too. I was like, does this even work? Is anyone going to watch this?
Look, I was doing literal stand-up the whole time. So just go watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, go watch it.
Okay.
I was also bald, so
really check it out.
It's
well,
worth
a
it
watch.
Out.
About that. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next episode. We'll see the next episode Patreon, and then everyone else will see you in the next episode on YouTube. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.